Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and today we're talking with Carol Weissman, the president of Board Builders. She's an internationally known speaker, trainer, and consultant. She's also written 11 books, the most recent of which was just released, Becoming One of the Grateful Dead, Where There's a Will, There's a Way, which discusses estate planning with humor and wit. The book is a fresh look at what you can do now to leave a legacy that makes you proud, regardless of your financial situation. So, Carol, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about what inspired you to write Becoming One of the Grateful Dead, and of course, what a fabulous name.
Well, I teach nonprofits how to raise money, and I thought, when these gifts come over the transom without even being solicited, they're enormous. And I did a little research, and it turns out that the average planned gift is 200 times an annual gift. And according to Giving USA, there are more money is given by dead people than corporations. And so I thought, why not go after people who are still alive, but all of us, so I'm told, we'll be dead one day, and asked them for gifts. So I started talking to people, and I just became fascinated with their stories.
And now you've just mentioned charitable giving and gifts. So philanthropy, of course, plays a big role in this book. What makes you so passionate about it?
Well, I think everybody wants a dream to come true, whether it's a world without AIDS or cancer or child abuse, or a world with opera and clean air. And all of us can be part of it, both in this lifetime and the next, if we are willing to put aside some of our dough. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, one of the women I interviewed was the great-granddaughter of a slave. She worked as a cleaning lady, and she will leave between $150,000 and $180,000 to an animal shelter. And that's because the woman she worked for said, you need to have a will. The woman is in her early 80s, husband's dead, son unfortunately died when he was 52. She has no heirs, and the only thing she cares about is her dog named Princess. And so here's a woman who never saw herself as a philanthropist, and she's going to leave between $150,000 and $180,000, depending on what she needs for the rest of her life and land values where she lives. So I just think anybody can make a difference. Anybody. Well, that's not quite true. Students who only have debt and a futon cannot give. Do not need a will. They can wait a little while, but if they have a kid, they need one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, where can people find your book?
On a place called Amazon.com. you may have heard of it.
I may have. This is true.
Right.
Right. And we talked about how you are president of Board Builders. Can you let us know exactly what that is?
We're a company that works internationally and helps nonprofit boards, or as they say in other countries, NGOs, to have enough money to be able to fulfill their mission. So it's anything from the African Hospital and Health Association, the Royal Flying Doctors in London. One week in June, I'll be working in Peoria, Illinois, and Bermuda. So that's kind of a typical odd week. So it's groups all over, anything from opera companies to name a body part, and I've worked with that disease.
Right. Well, good. Well, you're doing wonderful, wonderful work. Why don't you, you're an author of 11 books, so you have a lot of experience in promoting your books and getting the word out. What would you say your most successful book promotion strategy was or is?
As a speaker, I always want to sell the entire room for two reasons. Number one, I don't want to have to schlep books there and schlep books home and sell and all that sort of thing. And so frequently, I can find a sponsor, or my client can, who will buy 300, 400, 500 books. I just sold 600 to one guy for a meeting, and he's going to put a sticker in the book that says this is a gift from, and he's a financial advisor. And so being able to sell in large lots that are non-refundable is really a great way to sell books.
It sure is. Those back of the room sales, right? That's how you can do that too. So,
well, this is actually not back of the room. This is selling the whole room before you get there.
Beforehand, right.
Oh yeah. Right. No, this is selling everybody who's going to show up gets a book. So you don't even have to bring your square.
Yeah. Good. That's a very good strategy. Wonderful. Well, Carol, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate the time. And I want to tell our listeners that you can learn more about Carol Weisman, Board Builders, and her books, of course, her speaking as well. The latest book, again, Becoming One of the Grateful Dead, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. And you can learn all about all of this at boardbuilders.com. That's B-O-A-R-D, boardbuilders.com. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Stacy.
And thank you all for listening, and please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.